Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. Today, Donald Perkins continues his look at the false Christ in the last days. We also will have an end-of-month ministry update with Dr. Kenneth Hill. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Thank you to all of our faithful friends. Faithful friends are individuals and families coming alongside Watchmen on the Wall with monthly sustaining support. You can become a faithful friend today. Just visit the Faithful Friends section of our website, swrc.com, or simply give us a call, 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. And again, thank you for becoming a faithful friend of Watchmen on the Wall. And if you're new to Watchmen on the Wall, first we say hello, and we're glad that you're here. Make sure that you get your new listener pack. It's free, and it's our way of saying welcome to Watchmen on the Wall. The latest issue of the Prophetic Observer newsletter and a free gift are included, so call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144, and request your free new listener pack today. Now, let's rejoin our guest, Evangelist Donald Perkins, as he continues presenting evidence that we are truly living in the end times, and that false Christs are among us today. My guest again is Evangelist Donald Perkins from According to Prophecy Ministries. Don has devoted over 40 years to the study of God's Word with a focus on Bible prophecy. He travels all over and is a well-respected speaker on prophecy for conferences, seminars, Bible studies, and local churches. He's here again today to talk with me about false Christ in the last days. Brother Don, it's great to have you back on the program with me today.
Well, James, it's great to be with you again. I enjoyed our time on your last program.
Well, I want to talk today about false Christs in the media. We could probably spend weeks discussing all the ways the Lord Jesus Christ is misrepresented in the media, but today I just want to focus on a few. One of the biggest media events in recent years was the Da Vinci Code. Now, that was a huge best-selling book by Dan Brown and a multi-million-dollar motion picture starring Tom Hanks. Both the Da Vinci Code book and movie presented a false Christ, and they did a lot of damage, didn't they?
Absolutely. And a lot of Christians, because they didn't know Christ from the Scriptures, they believed Dan Brown. I mean, Dan Brown, he basically had the premise that the church, the early church, hid something from you. And he used that as a mystery. You know, we have detected and uncovered what the church have hid from you, namely this, that, you know, Jesus and Mary Magdalene married each other, and it's just blasphemous. The whole teaching of the Da Vinci Code is just blasphemous. But a lot of people followed it. I've said this many times, that false Christ in the media, I believe, is the most diabolical of all false Christ. Now, we do know Jim Jones and David Koresh and all those guys. I mean, you know, many people today would not follow those kind of guys. But they're all false Christ in the media. And, you know, the devil always repackaged his message. What has happened of late is that Satan has tried to redefine Jesus Christ. And because you have a lot of people today in the body of Christ who don't know Jesus from the Scriptures, they listen to these programs or watch these movies, you know, around Christmas, around Easter time. You know, you have National Geographic, you have Discovery Channel, all these different networks producing programs about Jesus. But if you don't know the Scriptures, these programs will give you a false view of Christ. And what I've been doing for 40-some years, you know, I've been tracking a lot of this. You know, every year I notice around the holidays that the magazines, the periodicals, you know, in the grocery store, they always had a cover story of Jesus Christ. U.S. News Report, Newsweek, Time Magazine, all of these major magazines had a cover story. So I would actually buy these cover stories, and then when I would go into it to see what they were talking about, they had all this false teaching about Jesus, and they were, quote, so-called scholars, but these were apostate scholars or false scholars. But if you didn't know the Scripture, they could literally trip you up in regards, you know, to Jesus Christ. And again, it's a major indicator, a major false Christ, you know, in our times. And the Da Vinci Code was one of the biggest.
Well, the book and movie, The Da Vinci Code, claimed to be fiction, but they started out with what looked like to be factual truth that Jesus was married. And so people were deceived, weren't they?
Absolutely. You know, as I traveled across the country, we would do a question and answer in our conferences. And I would get questions, well, Brother Perkins, I read The Da Vinci Code. What do you think about it? And I said, well, it's false teaching. I said, nowhere in the scripture did Jesus marry Mary Magdalene. And I began to tell them, you know, based on the scriptures, when Jesus came on the scene in the New Testament, he was literally fulfilling Old Testament prophecies that was pre-written in his life. When I first heard about the Da Vinci Code movie and then the book, it didn't faze me not one time because I knew nowhere in the Old Testament scriptures did it say Jesus would marry Mary Magdalene. Everything that happened to him was already pre-written in scripture. We know Christ was betrayed with 30 pieces of silver. Why? Because Zechariah prophesied that. We knew that he would have nail-scarred hands. How? Because the psalmist prophesied that he would have the piercings in his hand. You know, so many scriptures in the Old Testament were fulfilled in the life of Christ. And again, I challenge Christians all the time, listen, you need to know Jesus from the Old Testament. As you know Christ from the Old Testament, you see his life fulfilled in the New Testament. And then when these Johnny come lately, so-called scholars come on the scene with all this false teaching, you know, again, that this is a false Christ.
I've tried to watch some of the documentaries that you mentioned about Jesus on the Discovery Channel or the History Channel, and they always present in those documentaries a Jesus who is not the Jesus of the Bible. And most of those documentaries on history and discovery never have a conservative evangelical expert on there. Instead, they have people from this Jesus seminar. What, Brother Don, is the Jesus seminar? And is it true that the Jesus seminar uses marbles to vote on what they actually believe should be in the Bible?
Yes, the Jesus seminar was a group of so-called scholars. The group has since disbanded. But at the time, you know, they were these prominent so-called scholars. These guys would come together every year, and then they would take scriptures from the Gospels, and then they would vote on them. And what they would do, certain colors meant that Jesus actually said that, or he probably said it, or he didn't say it at all. So they would take up a scripture, and then they would cast colored marbles to vote on it. And when they did that, whatever, you know, if all the blue marbles were this, it said either he didn't do it or he did. And people across the country would follow these so-called scholars. And then a lot of these magazines, these periodicals, they literally quoted these so-called scholars. I'm reminded of one magazine, U.S. News and World Report. They had a cover story. It was entitled, Why Was Jesus Killed? It says, scholars find new clues about the crucifixion. And in this particular article, they said that Jesus, he was killed because he came up against the Roman building boom. In other words, he took up the peasants' cause, and it was no wonder, the article said, it was no wonder he got himself killed. Now, that was totally contrary to Scripture. You know, we know why Jesus came into the earth. He came to die for our sins. Jesus was in total control the whole time from the beginning to the crucifixion. He knew everything that was going to happen to him, and he fulfilled prophecy. This article casts a different light on it, and again, you know, because people don't know Christ from the Old Testament, they don't see Christ in prophecy, they believe these Johnny come lately false teachers. And again, I would say this, many of these false teachers, they are 3rd, 4th, 5th century writers. A lot of these so-called scholars are Gnostics. These people are quoting, you know, from these weird, bizarre texts, you know. I'm also reminded of National Geographic. They spend a lot of money bringing the gospel of Judas to the world.
Right.
Now, we know Judas never wrote a gospel. He didn't have time. He committed suicide.
Right.
But they bring into the world the gospel of Judas, which is just totally contrary to Scripture.
One of the biggest names today in Hollywood is James Cameron. He is the director of Terminator, Avatar, and the movie Titanic. He also produced a documentary called The Lost Tomb of Jesus. That was another false representation of the Lord. What was that all about?
They claimed, again, that Jesus was married. They found the family tomb of Christ. I think the article also said that Jesus and Mary Magdalene had a son named Judah. Now, again, this was just crazy. It was on the Discovery Channel that actually talked about the lost tomb of Jesus. And Cameron, he did a forward in this thing. But let me just read this to you. Listen at this. They said, new scientific evidence, including DNA analysis conducted at one of the world's foremost genetic laboratories, as well as studies by leading scholars, suggest that a 2,000-year-old Jerusalem tomb could have once held the remains of Jesus of Nazareth and his family. The findings also suggested that Jesus and Mary Magdalene might have produced a son named Judah. Again, falsehoods. When so-called scholars present this type of teaching, people believe the lie because they don't know what the scripture says. I mean, and what this article and documentary did, it actually attacked the resurrection of Christ. We know that Jesus, he rose from the dead based on scripture. We know that there are many episodes all through the Gospels and even in the book of Acts where Jesus presented himself to his disciples after his death and resurrection. He ate with the disciples in his glorified body, you know. So these type of false Christs in the media are so dangerous for people that don't know their Bibles.
This is James Collins, and my guest on Watchmen on the Wall is evangelist Donald Perkins, and we're talking about false Christ in the last days. We're talking specifically about false Christ in the media. Brother Don, I want to ask you about some billboards that have been put up around the country by Muslim groups. These billboards claim that Jesus was in fact a Muslim, another false representation of Jesus Christ.
You find a lot of these billboards near dense areas. One in particular was right next to McDonald's where a lot of people go there. It says, Jesus is a Muslim. And then the billboard said, yes, we use the present tense. Now, if you know scripture, you know, we know that Jesus was not a Muslim. As a matter of fact, Paul even warned about the other Jesus that people are preaching. And again, the Muslims here are preaching a false Jesus. This is not the Jesus of the scripture. They're preaching another Christ that is not the Christ, you know, of the scripture. And then the Muslim view of Jesus is totally different from scripture as well. You know, they do believe that Jesus will come back in the end. They believe that Jesus will cause Christians to be converted to Islam. And if they don't, then they will be put to death. Again, totally contrary to scripture. They had one billboard that says, Jesus, a prophet of Islam. We know Jesus was not a prophet of Islam. I mean, the scriptures are quite clear who he was. I mean, he's God in the flesh. False Christ in the media. You have things out there that are attacking the validity of who Jesus Christ is. And again, if there's ever been a time in the body of Christ that we need to proclaim a sound message to a lost world about Jesus, this is that hour. First of all, you need to know Christ from the scriptures, know what the Bible says about his life, know about the prophecies that led him to Calvary, also understand the fulfillments that he fulfilled during the gospel, and then even the prophecies that are still in the future. You know, there were over 300 prophecies that led Christ to the cross, and there are over 500 prophecies that are still in the future to be fulfilled. So if Christ fulfilled these first coming prophecies on his life going to Calvary, you better know that these other prophecies, remaining prophecies on his life, will be fulfilled as well. I like to challenge Christians, you need to know your Bible in regards to your Savior. You need to know what the scripture says about Jesus, what he came to do, what he did, also the prophecies he fulfilled. You know, of the 300 prophecies in the Old Testament he fulfilled, there were over like 100 or so that were specific. Some of the prophecies are, you know, repetitive, but there were like 100 or so specific prophecies on his life that Christ fulfilled when he came on the scene.
Brother Don, I think one of the most vile and blasphemous things that I have ever heard about was an episode of the television program Family Guy titled 2,000-Year-Old Virgin. Now, I've heard parents say, well, I'll let my kids watch that show. It's a harmless cartoon, but this is not harmless. Would you elaborate on that particular program?
That is not harmless. I mean, parents are letting their children hear a false view of Christ. Again, it makes no sense whatsoever for a parent to allow their children to watch those type of cartoons and programs. We are challenged to raise our children in the fear and admonition of God. We are challenged to train our children in the scriptures to know their Lord, you know. And when you allow your children to sit under those type of teachings, and it really is a teaching, you know, Paul talked about doctrines of devils. Those, to me, are doctrines of devils. They are presenting Christ in a false light. I would never allow my children to watch any of those type programs. As a matter of fact, there was one program that was put out. It was called Black Jesus. And again, this one, again, was so blasphemous. This particular false Christ program was a sitcom. It had a black guy. He looked like a traditional Jesus, you know, long hair and everything. But in this particular show, he smoked dope. He smoked marijuana. I mean, just weird things. And this sitcom, you know, a lot of people watched it. But again, it was blasphemous. You know, what's amazing to me is that the devil always reveals his hand. And what I mean by that is this. Jesus Christ is the only one who's ever attacked by the world.
Right.
You never see them do a sitcom about Islam or, you know, Muhammad or Allah. You know, you never see that. But Jesus Christ is always the one who's under attack, showing me that the devil only attacks his true enemy, which is Christ, proving to me, again, that Christ is the truth and the light that we should follow, you know. A lot of people have bought into these lies, these end-time false Christs, but as they do, it is truly a sign of the time. And let me give you one more if I can. There was a video that came out. It was called The Color of the Cross. Now, this was so blasphemous, this video. They claimed that this was the first depiction of Jesus as a black man. The color of the cross also first suggested that the crucifixion of Christ could have been racially motivated. Blasphemous. This is what's out there in the marketplace. And people are watching these programs, listening to these movies and different things, reading all of this falsehood rather than coming to the scriptures. That's why I say I believe that false Christ in the media is the most diabolical. I will say this, it's a fulfillment of prophecy pointing to the return of the true Christ, Jesus Christ, and we are living in some exciting times. You know, I use this material all the time to preach the truth about Jesus to a world that don't know him, and then I challenge people in the church that you need to know your Bible in the latter days. Don't be deceived by these falsehoods. When you are, it's a direct result that you don't know the scripture.
Brother Don, I've been studying a lot of statistics about Christian radio, and it is my understanding that up to 40% of people that listen to Christian radio are not believers. So, for those who are listening today who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, would you share the gospel for them?
Absolutely. The scripture says, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." You know, the message of Jesus is so simple. Jesus Christ, he went to Calvary's cross. He died for every one of us. He literally took our sins. Our sins were placed on him. And all we have to do to receive this blessing of salvation is simply accept him as our Lord and Savior. The scripture says, "Whosoever believe on him shall be saved." It's so simple. You know, many people today, they believe that they can live a good life and go to heaven. You can't live a good life to go to heaven. What you need to do is accept God's provision, which is Jesus Christ. And it's so simple. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved." You know, I have a weekly program, and I close my program every week with that statement. "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want to say to you, if you don't know Jesus today, simply call upon him. Simply invite him into your life. He will cleanse you from all of your sin. He will give you eternal life. He'll give you peace in your heart. He will change your world by simply receiving him as your Lord and Savior. And again, it's simple, by you submitting your will to him. Now, he'll never violate your will or choice. You have to invite him in. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. And when you do that, you are born again. When I received Christ, my life changed. And again, it changed for the good. When I received Christ as my Lord and Savior, there was a peace that entered me that I cannot explain. Money couldn't do it. Women couldn't do it. Success in life couldn't do it. Only Jesus could bring a peace that fulfilled my life. And it is so simple to just accept him as your Lord and Savior today.
Brother Don, if somebody wanted you to speak at their church or event, how would they get a hold of you?
It is so easy. You can either go to our website, according2prophecy.org. You can actually find us online. We have an app, According to Prophecy Ministry app. Our app is on all of the platforms there. Just look for that app. We have a lot of material there that's designed to help you, but you can reach our ministry through our website, and then we are open. We travel all over the country and internationally, preaching and proclaiming the soon return of our Lord.
Today, we have two outstanding teaching presentations by Evangelist Donald Perkins on one DVD. Over 2 hours examining false Christ in the last days and the mark of the beast. "Beware of false Christ in the last days" is a very timely message regarding one of the signs of the end times. Don Perkins presents evidence that we are truly living in the end times and that false Christs are among us today. In his teaching on the mark of the beast, Don takes you through the scriptures to look at the future event known as the mark of the beast. He clears up the inaccuracies that have been taught regarding this event. You'll learn from the Bible exactly what is the mark of the beast, when it will be issued, and why the Antichrist will require men to receive this unique mark. Order False Christ in the Last Days DVD and receive both presentations and a bonus interview with Don Perkins. Order today. Call 1-800-652-1144 or order online, swrc.com. And when you visit our website, be sure to check out all of the resources, over 1,000 books and DVDs for you, your family, and your church. That's swrc.com. Today is the last day of September, and Ministry President Dr. Kenneth Hill is here with an update on all that is happening here at Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries.
Hello, my friend. Thank you for inviting me to be with you today to talk just a little bit about what God is doing here at the Watchmen on the Wall broadcast and the various ministries that are part of this group of organizations. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds among the people. Sing unto Him psalms. Unto Him talk ye of all His wondrous works. Glory ye in His holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face evermore. That's Psalms 105, first four verses. It is an opportunity that I have to come and sit and talk to you. My name is Kenneth Hill, and I'm president of the organization that is Southwest Radio Church of the Air Incorporated, and the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, and all the other things that the Lord's put together here. And we keep doing the work that God has called us to do, and we are pleased to do so, and we give thanks unto the Lord. And we do that because we glory in His holy name. And we believe in seeking the Lord and His strength, and we seek His face forevermore. Today we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on here at the Watchman on the Wall broadcast. And we want to make you aware that the Prophecius Biblicus program, which is the Spanish version of the Watchman on the Wall broadcast, the Hispanic version, the Spanish version, is 15 minutes each broadcast, and we broadcast five of those every week. We are looking for stations to place the program on in the United States and in all of Latin America. A number of years ago, we were on 85 stations, and we were pleased to be. And then the finances took a reversal, and we were no longer able to continue the broadcast. However, the Lord, in His graciousness, has allowed us to come back and to reestablish Prophecius Biblicus. And the speaker, Luis Vega, has joined us again. He has remained a friend of this ministry, and he enjoys the English ministry while he passes on the Spanish ministry to those who would listen. And he is seeking those stations to add on a daily basis. So if you have a station or know of a station that preaches, teaches in Spanish, let Luis Vega know about that. Just send him a letter here, and we'll be happy to pass it on to him. Now, for this broadcast to continue, of course, we need to have faithful friends to do that. And our Faithful Friends organization has just gotten started. And we have different levels of giving that people can give on a monthly basis. And as they give, they help us continue to do the work that we've been called to do. It's hard to do what we've been called to do if we have no support. I am very thankful that we have great support, actually. And we've had quite a number of folks join our Faithful Friends effort. Perhaps you already have. If you have not, we would like for you to choose a level of giving that you are comfortable with, that God tells you to use, and then join at that level. And it will make a very big splash for us because it helps us know how to manage the money for the coming months. And that's the reason why it's great to get givers who give on a regular basis to this organization. To God be the glory, great things He has done. And Psalm 71, verse 1, in Thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in Thy righteousness, and cause me to escape. Incline Thine ear unto me, and save me. Reminders of God's goodness in Psalm 71, verses 1 and 2. If I may be of help to you, simply contact us here at the Ministry of Watchmen on the Wall. We'll be happy to pray for you and with you, and we're happy always to hear from our listeners. May God bless you as you serve Him, and thank you for considering what God would have you to give as a faithful friend to keep this broadcast on the air. We thank you for your prayers and for your financial support.
Today we have two outstanding teaching presentations by Evangelist Donald Perkins, and they're all on one DVD. Over 2 hours examining False Christ in the Last Days and The Mark of the Beast. Order False Christ in the Last Days DVD today when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. Or order online, swrc.com. Thank you, my friends, for sustaining Watchmen on the Wall with your orders. When you order a book or DVD by way of the phone or our website, you are supporting the worldwide outreach of this ministry. So thank you once again for your support. Don't miss a moment of Watchmen on the Wall. Download our SWRC mobile app for your smartphone and tablet, or you can subscribe to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Have a wonderful weekend, and remember, God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners just like you. Visit swrc.com.